second date update.
Hey, what should a sick bird do?
What?
Get tweetment.
Oh, no, God.
I'm sorry, but one of our listeners emailed the show saying he's worried he may have made a bad joke or two when he was on his date, and I just wanted to throw one out there.
You better worry he may be coming for your job.
Well, I know.
He's better at it than you are.
I didn't want him to feel self-conscious about it when he told us. His name's Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
hey,
man, you can barely contain your laughter, right, Kyle?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty funny. Yeah.
Kyle, what did Sushi A say to Sushi B?
No. Wait, I want to know what.
I have no idea.
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Okay, see, there you go, Kyle. Your jokes couldn't possibly have been much worse than those. And Brooke promises to laugh when she hears you say them.
I don't, but...
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, tell us about the lady you went out with. What's her name?
Well, her name is Sasha.
Okay.
I met her at a friend's party. She was wearing a beautiful red dress, but she looked really, really worn out.
Oh, wait.
Yikes.
I didn't either.
I could see through her, like, the bags underneath her eyes that she was pretty special.
Wow.
None of these sounds like compliments, bro.
Well, I was, I wanted to know more about her. I didn't know why she was so tired.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, right. I guess standing out is standing out.
Yeah, right?
Did you ever find out why she looked so tired?
Well, she's actually a paralegal, so she was up working on this big case with her boss.
Okay.
Oh, I got
you. I mean, so you actually read it right, I guess, which is a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, called it.
Okay.
All right.
So how did you parlay a conversation about how exhausted she looked into a date?
So I asked her, if she was so tired, I could carry her into the bedroom and lay her down to sleep, but...
Whoa.
He really didn't think that was funny.
I am confused.
Oh, I got it.
That was his joke?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
I would be appalled.
Yeah.
I like it now that I know you're kidding. But...
Yeah, I mean, of course I was kidding,
Okay.
Okay. Did she laugh?
Yeah. Did she know?
Not at first, but then I said she could carry me.
Okay. All right.
You know what, guys?
Smile.
I can defend him. He's one of those funny guys that you have to be there. Maybe don't get it in context.
She was there and she didn't laugh.
Right. And she'd been up all night. She's exhausted. She's at this party. And then
that's what we call a tough crowd, bro.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, you ended up getting a date with her, right, Kyle?
Somehow.
Yes. Well, yeah, I got her number from a friend and texted her. And eventually we did go out.
Oh, you did go out.
Good.
Interesting. And what was that like? I'm just shocked, Jeffrey.
He's calling us right now?
Well, sometimes that's all the date is for people. It's like meeting at a party. We've had a lot of those.
That's true.
So what did you guys do for your date?
So I picked her up and we went out to dinner. But on the way to dinner, she noticed that I had a bunch of kids' toys in my back seat. And she asked about them. I think she thought that I had a family.
Any adult should ask.
And I explained to her that the toys are for this toy drive at the church I go to.
That's awesome.
I guess when I explained it, I was kind of nervous or something. And maybe she thought I was lying.
She's like, why do you also have a bunch of ice cream and children's music playing everywhere you go?
Why does this van have no windows?
Yeah.
What next?
Yeah, where did we go from her thinking that maybe you had a family?
Okay, so we had dinner. It went really good. She's into sports.
Cool.
She likes football, and I like football as well. So that's something that I figured we could bond over.
Okay.
That's good.
Did that carry the conversation for a while?
Yeah, well, her favorite team is like a rival of my favorite team.
Ooh.
So there was some banter back and forth.
I always think it's cute when couples have that. Where they're going for opposite teams.
When couples fight with each other.
Yeah,
you think that's cute?
I kind of like it.
Well, that's good. At least now you guys are starting to vibe a little bit on the date and the connections.
Even through a rivalry.
Through.
Yeah, it was good, playful banter between us.
Okay.
That's good. I will say, Brooke, it is nice when they can make couples bets,
And it shows that, you both truly love the sport, that you're rooting for different things.
Yeah.
You're not just some bandwagoner.
That's
going
what I do.
On.
Yeah.
You're not Alexis.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that. That's someone that just fakes it.
She just wears a jersey that just says football on it.
Yeah.
But sport.
How did the night end for you, Kyle?
So after dinner, I drove her home. Mm-hmm. And again, I thought everything went well, so... I leaned in to give her a kiss, and she just kind of turned her head and jumped out of the car and took off.
I wasn't moving still.
We took running or
Yeah.
I was stopped. I mean, but she just kind of said, all right, good night, and then just kind of jumped out of the car.
Still tucked and rolled.
Were you like, oh, no, the kiss was a joke also. Do you get it?
Yeah,
well,
funny.
That is all kidding aside, that's kind of rough when you physically move in towards someone and they physically move away from you.
But it's a first date. You know, like, everybody has different comfort levels on a first date.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't necessarily mean she didn't like you.
Yeah.
But it does mean he read it wrong.
Okay, well, so which part of that night are you thinking may have been the dagger for you?
Oh, gosh. I mean... In hindsight, I guess it's probably maybe the kids' toys in the car. Maybe she thinks that I have a family or something. I'm cheating on my wife. I don't know.
She thinks you're just making up an excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, I even had my friend call her and vouch for me, let her know that I'm not married. I don't have any kids.
Okay, well,
that's one of those, like, doth protest too much.
Well, now we're going to have an entire radio show call her and say the same thing. So hopefully it'll work better when we play a song, we come back, we'll call Sasha for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Second date update. Everybody knows the secret to any good relationship is what, Brooke? Don't say waterbed, please.
Trust, communication, respect.
I was looking for one thing.
I don't know.
Communication. Oh, wow. Yes. I was going for good communication.
I got it. Got it in there.
Eventually got it. Yeah. But unfortunately for Kyle, communication was a little bit off during his first date with Sasha because he made some jokes that she didn't quite get.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not sure if we really got them either, but he made them. Also had to explain why there was a bunch of children's toys in the back seat of his car.
Yeah.
I often do too, so don't blame him.
We've all been there.
No, he actually had a legit reason.
Yeah, donating them to charity.
Yeah, charity with a church he works with.
And he also missed out on a first kiss. I guess you didn't read that right, but
clearly
communication was off, but Kyle is hoping that we can get things back on track and realign with this second date. Am I right, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we can straighten this out and move forward with this beautiful girl.
I guess all we need to do is just clarify. Look it. That's actually true.
And we're not calling her tired girl anymore, which is already we're moving forward.
It is a little early. She may be tired, bro. We don't want to promise anything.
Okay.
She may answer. Yeah. We want to ask her that off the get?
Yeah, I wouldn't ask that if I were you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyle.
Good. I'm glad that we communicated about that before the call. This is going to make things go so much smoother. I'm ready to dial her number right now. Are you ready, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Sasha.
Hi, this is she.
Hey, Sasha, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Do I need to speak louder? My name's Jeffrey
from
Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. It's a radio show.
We're just not that popular.
Jeff. Okay, what's going on?
Well. Okay, well,
we're doing something called the Second Date Update, and we're trying to help one of our listeners get in touch with you because you went out with him the other night. His name's Kyle.
Why did he Kyle contacted you?
Yeah.
He's a listener of ours.
He's been trying to get in touch with you after your date, but he's been having a hard time doing that, so he's using us to reach you.
I see.
It sounds like he's had quite a few people call you. He also told us that his friend called you as well.
Yeah. That happened.
Okay. It's probably a lot.
So all that's checking out. We're trying to understand how you feel about Kyle. Like, how did that date go?
I mean, when I first met him, I thought he was kind of quirky, but I actually thought it was kind of cute.
Good.
You're talking about when you met him at the party?
Yeah, like when he came on to me, I can see that he was a little nervous, a little quirky at the same time. But like I said, I thought it was cute.
Sweet.
Okay. But did that same feeling not continue when you went out to dinner with him?
Yeah. So when we went out to dinner, that's when it kind of all went left.
Okay.
When we were at dinner, his body language kind of changed. You know, he kept adjusting, you know, down there. So.
During dinner?
Yeah, I know it's embarrassing to say, but he looked physically uncomfortable.
Ooh.
Oh.
What?
Wait, are you sure? Like, sometimes we just adjust because it's fun. Like, it's
or is it more like an itching thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, what are you saying if, like...
I don't want to say, but I mean, it looked like it was frequent, and it looked like he was adjusting very often.
Ooh.
Huh.
Yeah.
That would make it really hard to concentrate on, like, conversation or anything else.
Right. You know, I don't think he noticed that I noticed, but it kind of threw me off.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, what do you think was going on?
I don't know. I didn't know if he just didn't bathe down there. And...
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it could have been a bathroom thing because even on the way home, he just said that he had to make like a pit stop randomly. And then after we made that stop, I was like, okay, he just ran out the car.
Oh,
what?
Oh.
Had to go.
Weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, aren't you curious a little bit about what was going on?
I mean, not really, but.
Okay.
I'm the only one that wants to know. Come on, guys.
That's enough of a yes that I need in order to let you know that Kyle's been on the other line listening this entire time, and he wants to talk to you.
Wait, what are you talking about? You're joking. He's not on the phone.
No, he is. At least I think he's still there. Kyle, hands back on the phone. We want to talk to you again.
At least one
hand. Hi, Sasha. How you doing?
Oh, wow. Oh, hey, Kyle.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I thought we were having a good date.
Bro, did you not just hear what she said? Yeah.
Okay, be kind. What? She's embarrassed.
What,
like,
what was going on there? Do you know that you were doing that?
Yeah, I guess I kind of may have known that I was a little bit uncomfortable. I was trying to, you know, just ignore it.
What? Why were you,
were you doing that, Kyle?
I mean, it's just, it's really embarrassing. You know, I didn't really want to talk about this on the radio.
I mean, if it's like a medical thing, you can just say that and we can move on, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not really anything medical, I guess.
Did you hurt yourself? Like, I'm worried about you now, brother.
I mean, I was just, God, this is so embarrassing. So, like, before the date, a friend of mine told me to put a banana down in my pants and said it would give me some confidence during the date.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, so, you know, I thought, like, having that down there would make it seem like a Johnson was, like, you know, bigger.
No.
You actually had a banana in your pants at dinner?
Like, well, when I sat down, then it squeezed out of the banana.
Oh, no!
Gooey, squishy mess.
No!
Got a little fruit salad going on down here now.
Sorry. Should not laugh.
So you had smashed banana in your pants at that point?
Like, when you say it like that.
Now it just looks deformed? Like, wait, what?
Why did you sit at the dinner table the entire time just adjusting the smushed banana? Why didn't you, like, fix that?
So we were vibing off the conversation about football, and I didn't want it to stop.
Also, guys, so he stands up and some banana mash comes out of his leg. That's not going to look good either.
He had to get up at some point and walk to the car. How'd you keep it in your pants? Are you wearing tidy whities or something?
That's
the only thing that would, like, carry it.
Literally fruit of the loom.
Okay. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, get into specifics about it. It's kind of embarrassing. But, yeah, that's why I had to eventually stop at the restroom on the way home.
That makes sense.
Okay. That's when you got out and cleaned up. Okay. So, I mean, Sasha, now we're getting the truth of what was really happening. Is that changing your opinion a little bit about Kyle?
It is. It is. I wish he would have told me.
I mean, really? I got to stand up for him on that one. Yeah. How the hell do you approach that conversation at a dinner table on a first date? I mean, he has a lot of regret and he's learned a lesson, I think, is where we're at this point.
Uh-huh.
And he was just trying to impress you.
Yeah. That's true. Maybe guess he shouldn't have told me because that probably would have been weird, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at least it wasn't like an eggplant.
Can you imagine? Hey, Sasha, I got a banana in my pants.
Hey, that line's worked for some people before, I promise.
Yeah, guys, I'm still here. I'm still on the phone. Try it again. Go on one more date.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Sasha, look at the confidence that it's taken him to stay on the line and put himself out there like this.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot about who he is. And I think maybe you should give him one more shot at another date and we would pay for it.
And we'll pay for the fruit.
No, we're not paying for any fruit. No.
Not a basket or anything.
No, just the date.
Look, you're laughing, Sasha.
I don't mind going on a second date. Just make sure you leave the banana at home.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, you're just trying to impress
you. You shouldn't have to tell men that.
You really shouldn't. Like a literal banana hammock.
Yeah.
That's something I can agree to. I'm not bringing a banana this time.
Oh.
All right.
But if the date goes well, I might even ask you to bring the banana on a third date.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, what?
Now it's just got weird.
Take it as a positive.
Well, yeah, it got weird and I like it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Remember, I talked about this on the show a while ago, but I stuffed my pants for 1 week in middle school with a sock because I was a late bloomer and got kind of self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
And that eighth grade choice would have been a better decision than what Kyle decided to do on his date, aka Mr. Banana Pants.
Do you think his friend was joking him? and like Kyle missed it.
Yeah.
You know, like took it too literal.
Kyle did have a big problem with like communication and understanding what was jokes and what was serious. So his friend may have been messing with him and it totally screwed him over on the date.
Because when you think about it, there's a lot of curve in banana.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah,
if somebody
know?
Saw that shape, I'd be
there's
like,
a
whoa.
Stem. Yeah. There's just like a line.
Yeah, there's a stem.
It's really tiny at one side.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening there.
There was
But you know
a lot.
What? He is the most endearing banana pants guy that I've ever,
And he's honest.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When you tell the truth and you come clean and be honest, that really sets you free on this show.
I hope we get an update from them.
I don't know if I want an update update, especially after what she said is going to happen during date three.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to know.
I do.
I kind of do, too.
Well, she can DM you directly at Brooke Fox Fox on Instagram. Yeah. You can reach out to Brooke and give her all the weird details about what you guys do with that banana.
Oh, no. But only if, her, not everybody else. It's not an open
everybody. At Brooke Fox Fox. How do you use your banana?
Yeah.
But if you want to get a second date update, you can always email the show, and we'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.